This Steve Jones Show podcast is now loading. The Steve Jones Show podcast is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more, this is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, and Brewers Outlet. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Ford, Kia, Hyundai, the best in new inventory, great pre-owned inventory with the Sunbury Motors guarantee. And a terrific service department. Whether it's inspections, routine, difficult, they handle it all at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Time to bring in one of the best in the business, both in or out of the broadcast booth. Good friend. No, you are. It doesn't get any nicer than Paul Keels. My friend, welcome.
Hello, great one. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm looking forward to seeing you Saturday.
Likewise.
Oh, man. Well, I hope you and the gang are doing well. I've had enough emails from Skip this week, so I
mean, that is not surprising.
But he's great, too. So, interesting to this point for Ohio State, the game at Oregon. What did you see there, because you hadn't really seen it in the first five games, that caused optimism but corrections at the same time?
You know, Steve, I think the optimism came with how well Ohio State could play offensively against that Oregon team. You know, case in point, their first drive, they marched right down the field and scored. How they responded when they had lost the lead in that football game and playing in a very, very difficult environment against a very, very good team. The concerns were some of the explosive plays that defensively they allowed Oregon to have. And also turnovers, one turnover, and then a lost possession when Oregon successfully executed an onside kick, and the penalties, how those just really kind of proved to be an undoing. And it kind of led to what Ryan Dace talked a lot about this year, and it is don't leave any doubt. Don't leave it up to one play. Don't leave it up to one official's call. And those were the kind of things. Now, I think there's encouragement playing in a game like that. A one-point loss on the road against a team as talented as Oregon is, nobody wants to hear that. And there's no moral victories, but there were both of those things you said. There was encouragement and things to be concerned about.
Will Howard, to this point, I mean, look, it's one thing for us, you and I, to watch him on TV playing at Kansas State. What's it been like watching him play firsthand, and what does he bring to the table that makes him a very good college quarterback?
You know, Steve, he does exactly what they needed. An experienced guy who can throw the ball deep, and a guy that presents a rushing threat at the quarterback spot that they've not had since Justin Fields at Ohio State. So he's been a guy that's taken advantage of the weapons around him. We haven't seen him do it a lot, but, you know, there's that threat that he can pull the ball and run and make some things happen. He's really ingratiated himself well with his teammates and has shown to be a good leader out there.
All right. Okay, now we'll get to the left tackle part of it. Josh Simmons. Well, Josh Simmons came in from San Diego State. Man, that left tackle, when he played, because he can't play the rest of the season, but when he played, you've seen a lot of really good players. How good was that guy at left tackle?
Well, you know, to us lay people, here's the way you describe it, Steve. You didn't notice him. He was very penalty prone last year, jumping off sides and things like that. You didn't see that this year. Offensive line was one of the big questions about this football team coming in, and he took that left tackle spot and just solidified it. Now, when Zen Michalski came in and replaced him in the Oregon game, he played reasonably well. Had his struggles this past week against Nebraska, and then, you know, got hurt, so his status is very much up in the air. You know, the other thought going into this, would they possibly take Donovan Jackson and move him out to left tackle, which is what they did at the end of the game last week. They were able to get some depth that's now being tested on their offensive line because of an illness early in their summer camp that gave guys like Austin Sarabelt and George Fitzpatrick and others a chance to get more reps than maybe they normally would get. But, you know, it's losing Josh Simmons was a big blow because he was playing very, very well.
No question about that. The three wideouts, I thought, obviously doing the USC game, I thought their four wides, like that's the best group I've seen to this point. These three guys are better. Smith is a big add to the veteran of Igbuka and the second-year player in Tate. What has Smith meant to the dynamic of the wide receiver part, and how much does having the other two on the field actually help him out?
Well, what Smith has done is basically for an opposing defense meant pick your poison. You know, a big, tall, physical receiver who, you know, by the accounts of people around him a lot, he's very mature as a freshman. The other part of it, Steve, too, is a healthy Emeka Igbuka. He missed three games last year. He had an ankle injury that he just never was able to shake. You throw in Carnell Tate with the way he's played, and then you don't forget about guys like Brandon Ennis and Jaden Ballard. And G. Scott, a tight end in the last three games, has really been maybe his most productive as a pass catcher. So it basically has just added to the number of threats. Throw in what the running backs can do, throw in what we talked about with Will Howard. So that's kind of where they are. Now, are they guys that they don't necessarily have the big star appeal that Garrett Wilson, Marvin Harrison, and Chris Olave had, but they are guys that really present a multiple threat for this offense.
This is the best trio I've seen this year on tape. I mean, there's no question about that. Now, the running back part. Judkins, I obviously saw in the Peach Bowl. Henderson, I've seen too much of.
I knew you were going to say that.
It's interesting because with him, I feel like Penn State holds him in check, holds him in check, holds him in check. And then he makes that one run where you go, ah, great. He is really good.
Yeah. I remember him having that last year, or 2 years ago, rather, up there at State College.
Yeah.
And they both have, you know what it's been, Steve, is it's been a nice division of reps.
Yeah.
And that was kind of Ryan Day's whole plan, you know, with the hopes of it being a very long season. But, you know, the running game last week only managed 64 yards against what seemingly is a pretty good Nebraska front on defense.
Yeah.
And also their difficulty on third down kind of compounded all of that. But these are guys, both of them, that can really make the big plays. And, you know, Judkins may be the biggest play in the game last week, catching a touchdown pass. And both of them are very good pass catchers. So they are guys that really add to that. They really like the third guy, James Peoples, a freshman out of San Antonio that earlier in the year gave him some good reps.
Defensively, I thought, you tell me if I'm wrong about this. To me, the biggest difference I saw in Ohio State defensively against Nebraska versus Oregon is I thought your defensive tackles played better. Is that fair?
Agreed. And, you know, they weren't able to get any kind of pressure on Dylan Gabriel. But, you know, to his credit, he was getting it out fast. And they had to be mindful of him running because he hurt him with a big one in that football game. But, you know, those guys, Ty Hamilton, Tyleek Williams, and others that are playing well. And, you know, you've seen what on the ends they can do with Jalen Tuimolo, Alan Jack Sawyer. But
I noticed.
The thing that's really, I know, you don't want to think about Tuimolo again. But also what's helped, Steve, the big question of this defense was linebackers. You know, they lost Tommy Eichenberg and Steel Chambers, who had been here seemingly forever. But Sonny Styles moves from safety. And Cody Simon, who was a starter 3 years ago before getting hurt, has probably played his best football in the last couple of games. The defensive back end, even without Lathan Ransom last week, they were able to really make it difficult on Dylan Raiola. You know, Denzel Burke had a horrible game against Oregon. You knew he'd play better than he did last week. So the defense has got, you know, the weapons that you asked about up front, but they've also got depth on that defensive front, too.
Yeah. So I was going to ask about Cody Simon. I thought against Nebraska, he was the best player on the field. Bolsa, I just thought that's how well I thought he played last week. As a veteran presence, what does he do to stabilize the whole operation?
Well, he's the guy that's got the communication piece in his helmet. That tells you enough right there about how the coaches feel about him. But he's a guy that more often than not seems to be in the right position. He's a guy that, you know, gets everybody else in a proper position. And Cody will be the first one to tell you he takes advantage of what those guys up front do and, you know, trying to play off of them so that while they're occupying the offensive line, he can make plays. He's just a guy that, you know, and you've seen it over the years. They've every year they've awarded the Blocko jersey in honor of Bill Willis to a player that they feel typifies the leader on this football team. And they gave it to Cody Simon this year. That should tell you an awful lot about what they think about him. But he's lived up to it on the field.
Yeah, no, and he has been all of that and more. The fact that they've had to play back-to-back weeks, or, you know, there's obviously a bye week in between, but back-to-back games where players had to play a lot of plays as opposed to the first five games where they didn't have to, what kind of difference has that made? Because now it's going to be a third straight game potentially like that.
Well, that's one of those things that, you know, last year, I think it was, we saw where people were kind of I mean, you know how fans are. They criticize you when you win 50 to nothing, but they were criticizing Ryan Day for not getting some of those players in. Now what I think you've seen is a little bit of the payoff of that, even though there's the questions now about the depth on the offensive line. But it was able to get guys like Arvell Reese, who they really like what he's done as of late, a guy like Jalen McClain, a freshman safety from New Jersey who got a start last week, and also getting Lorenzo Styles, who transferred from Notre Dame and moved from wide receiver to cornerback. Some of those early reps have had some of those guys ready. Now, it does get, you know, to wear the wear and tear. You never know what that's going to be, but these guys are also a lot younger than us, so they can handle it a lot better. But it's also one of those where you're seeing the coaching staff, and I'm sure the folks at Penn State think this way too. If guys have a bad play or guys get into a struggling situation, let them play them their way through it and learn
that's
from
right.
it. And I think that's what we've seen for the most part.
And that's the interesting part. There are coaches that lose nine games over two seasons. Some lose nine games over three seasons. Not many people lose nine games over all the seasons Ryan Day has been there. In some ways, I mean, you're around this every day, Paul. In Columbus or across the state, at times, is he in a no-win position?
No question. I mean, now think of the nine wins you've referenced, Steve. Three of them have come against Michigan in a row.
Yep.
You know what kind of hand-wringing that brings for the Ohio State fans. Throw in a playoff loss to Georgia, a game that very easily could have been a win had it not been for a missed field goal in the final seconds.
That's right.
Two losses to Oregon, the only school that's beaten Ryan Day before Thanksgiving. So, you know, and the Cotton Bowl is really an anomaly last year because of injury and because of your starting quarterback opting to the transfer portal before the bowl game. So, it is one of those things that, you know, even after last week, goodness gracious, Steve, people were talking about, well, who could replace Ryan Day when he gets fired? And people, I think, forgot that it was a win, you know, over a Nebraska program that is getting better. Folks don't want to hear that, but what Ryan Day has done has really been fantastic. The talent level that he's brought in, the talent that he's maintained. One of the biggest things they had going into this year was getting guys like Denzel Burke and Jalen Tuimoloau and Jack Sawyer deciding to stay rather than go pro. Now, NIL has a lot to do with that, but, you know, and plus Ryan Day, and you know, I've talked about this before, it doesn't help you win games, but he's such a wonderful human being that certainly is something that I think people, when you beat Nebraska only 21-17, maybe they lose sight of.
See, this is what I tell people all the time. I don't think at times people understand how hard it is to win. That's what makes it so gratifying. It's not easy. I mean, if it were easy, hey, there'd be a whole bunch of teams undefeated right now.
Well, you know, and the other thing about that, too, you know, for all of the things that Urban Meyer did when he was the head coach here, he had two seasons with a loss in each season that kept them from being in the playoffs to unranked teams on the road against Iowa and on the road against Purdue. Losses that nobody saw coming. Ryan Day's not had a defeat like that. All of his defeats have come against teams, you know, the likes that we've talked about. So it is amazing. It's the high pressure that comes with college football and coaching. That's why these coaches are paid the amount of money they're paid.
What's been the view point in Columbus about Penn State?
I think people have, even as the season was getting ready to start, understood the real threat that this game would present. Yeah, everybody was looking forward to Oregon because, you know, they hadn't played there since 1967, mm-hmm. the new element of the Big Ten, and then the expectations what Oregon could be. But folks, I think, knew all along, once you cleared that hurdle, or didn't clear it as they didn't, this game was going to be the next gigantic challenge. Being on the road, being in a tough environment, and with a Penn State team that is incredibly talented, with a quarterback in Drew Aller who has become more efficient, who has improved his game, and also with what you see from that defensive side. So, and add to that the concern that exists from this front now with Ohio State dealing with injury on the offensive line and looking at seeing how well Abdul Carter and Zane Durant have played on that defensive line for Penn State.
I cannot wait to see you Saturday, my friend. And, yes, we'll do it with the usual pregame brilliance that we crank out every year.
Well, I'm sure the answers will be brilliant. I don't know if the questions will.
Oh, hey, let me, you're going to be talking to the ultimate, they point the guy toward the field and he talks guy. I mean, come on.
I know the feeling. Now, I'm looking forward to it also.
Thanks. Hey, Paul, appreciate you.
You got it, Steve. See you Saturday.
He's the best. Oh, man, he's the best. Paul Keels. Oh, goodness gracious. I'm trying to think. We were definitely paired up. First day we were paired up at the Big Ten announcers outing this year. I think the second day he finally ditched me to, you know, because he felt he had to. He was the host, and what a host he was this year. We had a great time out there in Columbus back in May. Ah. Todd, you feeling better?
I'm great.
Yeah. Yeah, I showed up.
Hey. As long as you were there when it was time for Paul, I was good.
By the way, you do know who's not showing up, right?
Hard telling.
Former President Trump, there had been a lot of talk about him showing up on Saturday. The campaign has decided no. The logistics are very difficult. Especially on a game like this. When he went to Georgia, Alabama, it was at night. The fact this is such an early game at noon, the logistics are difficult. So the campaign and Penn State agreed like it wasn't the best time to do it. But Jason Kelsey's going to be here. That means anything to you?
He's becoming America's house guest.
Oh, I know enough of those guys.
He's everywhere.
I know enough
lately.
Of those guys. Brian Allen, our former Penn State basketball guard. He was around here forever and ever, never, never. Now he's referred to him as America's guest. All right. We will take a break. We'll come back more in a moment. Great to have you with us today on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
Hi, this is Season. For over 100 years, the Purdy Insurance Agency has been protecting families and businesses of the greater Susquehanna Valley and beyond. With the experience of our trained and knowledgeable staff, you can rest assured that your needs will be evaluated and met by some of the industry's best representatives. No matter what your insurance needs are, call Purdy Insurance today at 570-286-5855. Visit our website at purdyinsurance.com or check us out on Facebook to see what we can do for you.